You're listening to California Dreaming with your hosts Sam and Manu, only on BBS Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show.
Wow, that was really exciting.
What was?
Your introduction then. Good morning.
Someone is not awake yet.
No, you no. are or me?
No, you look like you've been through the ringer a couple times.
Yeah, okay? Yeah.
And you look like a...
Oh, crikey, I'm even breaking everything.
It's right there. Okay, she's dropping her microphone. It's that
Sorry.
Kind of a day, Manu. It's going to be like that all day for
oh,
you.
Oh, I know. Promise. It must be this gloom that's out there.
No, it's not. It's just because you walked into here like a bulldozer ran you over, pretty much.
You're telling the whole world I look like trash. Yeah.
Well, at least you were able to laugh this morning, and that's a good thing.
No, I'm always laughing. Yeah. You know I'm going into work with these big laughter wrinkles on my face every day.
Oh, poor girl. Laughter wrinkles are the best you can have, you know.
Usually when I'm like preparing to go to work or go out or something like that, I put the mask, I put glue, I put...
Glue?
No, I'm just joking. Just as I look, you know, like without all the wrinkles.
Yeah.
Yes, Mum, Dad, my sister, whoever else is looking, they emailed me, told me that they had listened to a couple of shows.
Yeah, and? Did they like them?
Hey?
Or did they have a lot of criticism?
I have no idea.
Oh, they didn't
yeah,
say.
It was very brief.
If they didn't say, they probably didn't like it. Oh, well, we're finding our listeners one at a time. You know?
Yeah, I guess so.
But for everyone that doesn't say anything, there's a few that really like it, you know, and that's what... That's
yeah.
the encouraging thing about it, you know.
Well, I like it. I yeah. like it.
It's fun.
I have quite a few people write to me and say, God, I love your show.
Yeah, I know. And you know that we have actually 6 new shows coming up next week.
All right, you better tell me about this because the last 3 days, it's been non-existent for me.
Yeah.
And so I haven't even been able to check emails, nothing.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. That's why I'm here. You know, you just come here, do the show, and go do your own thing. And I'm stuck with having to update the site and prepare everything. And,
yeah.
But no complaints there. You know, it's a lot of fun. But you have to realize that I have to maintain the website, interact with the hosts and everything and the guests, and to run the radio station, you know,
yeah.
and everything, all the other shows and all that. So it keeps me pretty busy,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so I'm on top of it. You don't have to worry about it. You just show up and laugh. So we have several shows. I'm just going to go briefly through them. The comedy of Meryl Davis, and her show is called Meryl Wood. And she's very funny. She was with Johnny Damme on his show for about a couple weeks off and on. And she's extremely funny. She has access to some great guests. So I'm expecting big deals. Great response from her show. And she's going to be on probably 3 times a week at 4 o'clock. So you'll see as soon as we figure out the exact dates, you'll see them on the website.
Right.
So,
hey, I just saw, Greg Rampey. Oh, is that what Greg Rampey looks like?
Yeah, that's what he looks like.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we finally get a picture.
Yeah, I told him, no cartoons. You know, you got to look like the rest of the people on the site. So,
well, he looks completely different than what I imagined.
From what you imagined, huh?
Totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting deja vu. You already said that once, I think.
No.
No?
You didn't see his picture? I just saw that.
Okay, because somebody said he doesn't look like what I expected. And I'm wondering who said that to me.
I don't know. It wasn't me because this is the first time I've seen it.
Yeah. That's funny. I'm getting a lot of deja vu.
I expected him to be big and buff.
Really?
Yeah, for some reason.
Why? Because of his voice, probably.
Yeah, probably. And, you know, barbecuing, you know, you just have this big visual of a big guy
of a
at
macho
a barbecue.
Guy.
Yeah, you know, like, let me turn that steak over.
Well, if that's not a fucking stereotype, I don't know what is.
I know.
So,
at least he's not at McDonald's.
Yeah.
You go, Greg.
Yeah. And,
at least I know you're eating healthy.
Yeah, he's a handsome man, and he's got a great voice, and he does a great show, and he's very intelligent. I like corresponding with him.
Yeah, see, now I know what Meryl Davis looks like.
Yeah, and now Meryl Davis is going to do Meryl Wood, of course,
yeah.
and the reason she did that name play is, I guess she's going to be discussing Hollywood a lot. So,
yeah.
So that's appropriate for us. And then similarly, we have Alex Roman, who is going to host a show called Living in L.A.
He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, you happen to know him, right?
Yeah. We've worked together on sets, and we've had coffee together occasionally, and we've talked occasionally.
Wonderful, yeah. So, yeah, when he called me, he said, I know I'm a friend of Manu's.
And yeah, he's
I
a said, super sweet wow. guy.
Yeah, so he must have listened to you and really got turned on to the to doing radio.
Yeah, he loved it. Yeah.
So he's extremely excited, and we're excited to have him. He's going to be on Sundays at 11 a.m.
I see that.
It's called Living in L.A., and you can go into the site and get a little description of the show. Now, quickly, I wanted to let you know that our phone lines are open. If you wish to call us, the number is toll-free 866-515-6977, and we'd love to talk to you. And just briefly, the other shows, and then we'll move on. We have another new show called Soul Kitchen, which I think is a cool name, and it's hosted by Evan Marshall, and it's going to be music-related. And but I urge you to watch, to listen to the show this Sunday, because he's going to have someone very special on the show. Do you remember Jim Morrison from The Doors?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
Well, he was married.
Mm-hmm.
And the brother of his sister, thus his brother-in-law, right? Jim Morrison's
All right.
brother-in-law.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Is going to be on the show. And apparently he has been, you know, just going around. He wrote a book about Jim Morrison and knowing him and so forth. So I think he's got a following and has got a lot of interesting things to say.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a Doors fan or a Jim Morrison fan. And so that's who... that's who Evan is going to be on, is going to have on Sunday. So
okay.
I'm going to be listening for sure.
Yeah.
And then we have someone a little unusual. His name is Timmy Zucker, and he's one wild guy, let me tell you. You know,
By the looks of that picture, he looks a little wild.
He wanted, so I figured that's the best picture that sort of describes him or portrays him, you know. And he's a crazy guy, and he's loud, but he's fun. I thought he'd really fit in nicely. He's going to deal with local bands and music and so forth. They have all kinds of gigs going on. So that should be interesting as well, and that's Sunday at 7.
He's a musician?
I don't know if he is, but he's definitely covering musicians, local musicians and bands and
all
stuff.
Right.
You know, they're like B.B. Kings and all that stuff. So
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So he thinks he's going to get a lot of listeners, and I hope he does. You know, he seems like a pretty fun guy.
Yeah.
So these are some of the shows. We have another couple of shows coming up next week, and those will be up on the website as soon as we finalize things. So that's the scoop, Manu. I mean, this we're concluding a third week. And we're obviously growing. We're obviously growing. We got a lot of new shows, as we mentioned. I did a music show last night, which was great. It was a lot of fun. And I played some really rare music or, you know, like I described before. And we focused on the 70s. And there was a lot of great songs. I just felt the time wasn't long enough, you know, in 1 hour. And I wasn't even playing entire songs because I wanted to go through a lot of them for people to get familiar with them. And I still ran out of time before I felt I was really warming up, you know. So maybe we'll make one for a couple, running a couple hours in the future. We'll see. But
don't cut
fun.
Off the songs.
No. Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That's everyone's pet peeve, you know.
Yeah, I know. But the point is this show was about... introducing people to certain songs and music, you know, not to...
then you're going to have to
replay
them.
That's for them to record it and everything, you know.
Then you're going to have to replay them.
No, I'm not. If they like a song, they can write to us. I'll tell them what song it was, and they can buy it or download it, whatever. You know,
okay.
From iTunes or what have you. So so that's the situation there.
And another situation is J-Lo, at 39 years old, finally had her babies. She had twins.
Oh, wow. Congratulations to J-Lo.
A boy and a girl.
Really?
Yeah. No kidding. 5 and 6 pounds.
Yeah.
That's a total of 11 pounds. That's huge.
Yeah. Well, it's two kids, for crying out loud.
I know.
But my question is this. I guess identical twins cannot be different sexes. Only paternal twins can, right? If you're identical twins It's got to be the same sex.
No. It's the... Look, what it is identical twins, you know, share the same egg.
Right.
And then for some odd reason, you know, when the sperm goes into and fertilizes it, the egg splits.
Which means it's got the same DNA.
They pretty much have to have the same DNA, so it has to be the same sex.
Right.
Now, I am very certain that J-Lo had the IVF program.
Yeah, obviously.
So, yeah. And I think Nicole Kidman did too, because she's pregnant as well.
Yeah. So we do establish that identical twins have to be the same sex.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes,
as long as we
agree
on that.
Yeah, no, that's true. And you know what? Jessica Alba, she too is having twins.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're all getting those surgeries and treatments.
What the hell is going on there?
Yeah.
Like petri
They all
want
to get pregnant. I mean, apparently more people cannot get pregnant than we think.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Yeah. Have you tried?
Oh, shoo. I haven't been on the what do you call that? Contraception, whatever. Since 1991,
really?
92.
You never got pregnant or anything.
Only once.
Oh, okay. So you can. It's just
No. Not anymore.
Oh, not anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. We won't get into that.
Things got ruined.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking terrible, man.
I know.
It is. Shit.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry to hear
that. Yeah. That was, oh, well.
Yeah,
you know,
so
that's what I say. Oh,
yeah.
Well.
So that's why people go and adopt kids like Shiloh and...
J-Lo. J-Lo.
But I'm Shiloh is the name of Angelina Jolie's adopted son, right?
No, Pax. Shiloh is their actual birth
child. Oh, that's
child.
An actually child.
Yeah.
An actual child?
Okay. Yeah.
So she's pregnant for the second time now, Angelina?
Yes.
Okay.
This is their second birth child.
I see.
Like
I thought this
Brad
was the first. Okay.
Yeah.
It shows you how much I follow
it's,
that.
It's Pax. They've adopted... the first one they adopted was Pax. And actually, they're... adoption was finalized just this week.
Oh.
Thank goodness. I didn't realize that they were still trying to finalize the adoption.
Mm. Yeah, it's not that easy.
But
it's
man,
not easy,
those two have got a tribe of children now, huh?
Yeah. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. I mean, they're the hottest couple now. You know, I mean, they're going to be like the Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor of our time.
I know.
And,
but I think those two, regardless of what the papers say, I think the everyone's envious, you know, about those two getting together. Or you know what I mean.
Well,
certain people
course.
Are.
I mean, wouldn't
and
you
so,
want someone so
and
beautiful?
And so, of course, they're going to put it all over the Esquirer and all those Enquirer, whatever, you know, and trash them as a couple, you know, like they're unhappy and Brad feels...
Yeah.
Left out and all this kind of crap.
Well, but that's because good news is no news, you know. I mean, news is usually bad news, you know. I mean, good news would be something like, oh, today nothing happened between Angelina and Brad Pitt.
You know,
today went well. So, you know, positive news is not really that interesting.
You know,
we want to hear about bad stuff, and that's what they do. That's what the media does.
Well, you notice it's diverted into Jennifer Aniston. Because, you know, well, Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt met on set, so that's how their relationship formed.
Right. What movie were they in when they met?
I can't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember
a movie with both of them.
Okay.
Okay.
So then, and then, of course, she then made the film with, what's his name, Vince Vaughn?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's right.
So those two hooked up, and now they've separated.
No, but I thought Brad left first.
Yes, he did.
All right.
Well,
he left her because
when Brad and Angelina was doing the film Mr. and Mrs. Smith, that's when their romance.
Right.
Spiked.
That's where they met.
Yeah.
So and that's when he left Jennifer Aniston and then she found
Vince
Vaughn.
And
right.
then of course she did the film with Vince Vaughn and now she's shacking up with Vince Vaughn and then of course that didn't work out. Now she's just finished another film working on another film up in Vancouver.
And she's again with her co-star?
And now she's with another co-star,
really?
Aaron Eckhart.
I don't know who that is, but...
well, a little bit more attractive than Vince Vaughn, that's for sure.
See, that's why I mentioned it, remember? I think we were talking about the set and doing, like, sex scenes and all that stuff and how
It affects nothing to do with sex scenes.
Well, but that's but the point is what I'm trying to say
they
to you.
They spend a lot of time together.
Yeah, exactly. They spend a lot of time together. Yeah. That's what I mean, you know. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, you spend a lot of time together, but in intimate positions. I don't care if there's photographers and lighting people there and stuff. You're working together and you're like physically close, you know. And I think that encourages things like that. So you won't change my mind, so fuck you.
Look, I'll be the first to tell you when I do my first sex scene, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Yeah. How's that sound?
I'll bet you your boyfriend is not going to be able to handle it.
He works in the business.
Yeah.
He knows what it's all about.
But he doesn't do it. I mean, he doesn't do scenes like that. So.
No, he just films it.
Right. Okay, so you guys are totally ripe to have your own porno. he's going to shoot it. You'll act.
Ooh, you know what? I remember my father, you know, imitating the porn star.
Uh-huh.
He goes, ooh, 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 ooh. And he'd, like, jump up and down,
yeah.
You know, pretending.
Yeah.
Like.
But you know what? I found something in when I watch... like clips. I mean, I never have like DVDs, but sometimes I'll go online and watch some clips. And well, who doesn't? You know, I mean, I'm not ashamed.
Well,
of
nowadays,
it, you know?
I mean, it's all over the internet.
Yeah,
so.
It is. You know, I mean, so you want to watch something. So when I watch clips with Asian girls, do you know that they moan totally different and differently than white women or black women? And you know, because most women in the world they sort of like moan and scream the same way. But with the Asians, the Japanese, it's like, you know, it's like they're crying or something, you know? And the first time I heard that, I go, God, they must be hurting her, you know? I realized they're all like that.
You did a perfect impersonation. What about black women? He's my daddy. He's my daddy. Hit this ass, bitch.
Fuck this ass, you motherfucker.
And then you got Paris Hilton going like,
So you think she's a wet noodle?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. I think she's pretty, pretty wild.
And then you have some that just don't say shit.
No, they don't say shit.
Yeah, I know. You're wondering if it's in there, huh?
Yeah, maybe there's nothing to say.
Oh, my God.
But it's funny, you know. I mean, so it makes me wonder, what, do they teach them how to moan when they grow up, you know?
Because, I don't know.
You know, I mean, because, you know, generally women do not moan the same or, you know, not necessarily. But it seems like in those movies they're all the same, you know. So maybe it's the same director.
I don't know.
One director for all the Japanese porn.
That's the wrong line. You're supposed to go,
Yeah, not, exactly.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Not like, but,
oh, all right, man. Sam. So what do you think I would do?
How do I think you will?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I'm not going there. But maybe you can record yourself once.
Oh, wouldn't that be funny? That would be bloody funny, actually. Yeah.
Are you pretty loud?
I don't know.
No, you're not?
No.
No. That's a bummer.
No.
It's always cool to be with the loud women. You know why? Because the man feels like he's doing his job right, you know? If I can make her scream, if I can make her moan, then I'm digging deep in there.
Yeah, but that means you're hurting the shit out of her.
No. Come on. I'm not talking about pain moans.
Oh, okay.
Talking about, like, screaming.
I don't know. I saw one with, what's his name? Oh, God, who was it? Oh, yeah. Johnny Holmes?
John Holmes. I knew that's what you'd say, because that's the only famous porn actor there has been.
And,
now, his schlong.
And Shawn Michael, too. Shawn Michael has a huge...
I don't know who that is. Is he a black actor, Shawn Michael?
He is. Yeah, he's a black
but
porn.
But John Holmes was, like, big in the 70s. Mm. No pun intended. But he's huge. He was huge.
What size was it?
It was
really
like 12,
ridiculous.
12 inches. I mean, yeah, when you see it, you go, this dick is big. This dick is much larger than normal.
Yeah, and you could tell that, like, the faces on those girls is like, all cringed up. You could tell they're in pain.
I know, but you know what? Not in pain, but I mean,
they're in pain.
No, but I mean, it's erotic to see how they try to wrap their lips around this big schlong. You know? And they can't, you know. I mean, they can't. It's pretty pretty thick.
They needed to do a pre-test on some of these porn stars, you know, like okay,
to make sure they'll stretch it out.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Okay. Put your fist in your mouth, and if you can get your fist in your mouth, well, okay, you made it.
Yeah. Well, so who knows? And I'm wondering if the size has anything to do with it. But he used to shoot some big loads, you know.
And, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And
wow.
I'm going a little off topic, a little gross, but
I know.
But you have to include that because that was John Holmes. You know, I mean, that's what he was known for. He was just like really skinny and tall, and. Yeah, there was a whole thing, you know. And then he died, what, like 25 years ago or something?
What did he die of?
I don't know.
Was it AIDS?
No, I don't think so. Wasn't? Yeah. Could have been. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't follow it that much. But
well, speaking of diseases or, you know, those kind of things. Well, Ashton Kutcher, Demi Moore's husband, turned 30, right?
Oh, wow. He's getting old, huh?
Yeah.
And she is, what, 45 or something?
She's got to be something around there now.
48, yeah.
Yep, something like that.
Wow.
Well, of course, they had a, you know, like a party with all these famous guests, you know, in New York.
Uh-huh.
And some of Bruce Willis was there, Madonna.
Yeah, he
Gwyneth
seems
Paltrow.
Like to not have a problem with them at all, Bruce
No,
Willis.
They're friends. Yeah. They're like good buddies now. Yeah. They even co-produce stuff and everything.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Everyone had to be contacted by the New York Health Department to tell everyone to go and get hepatitis A shots.
Really?
Yes, or vaccines, vaccinated against hepatitis A.
Jeez.
I know. Now, that's not the first time that's happened. Wasn't it, I think, like last year or the year before, there was this huge celebrity event, awards thing or something like that, that happened downtown here in L.A.
Uh-huh.
And then everyone that went there then had to go and get hepatitis A vaccines.
Are you serious about
that? I'm not kidding. And it was all these celebrities that had went there.
I never
And
realized
so everyone
that.
Had to be contacted.
Jeez, that's outrageous.
I know. I don't know. I mean, I really don't know much about
the details,
hepatitis
yeah.
A, but it doesn't sound fun.
No,
whatever
no,
it
doesn't.
Is.
So, so this morning they announced the nominations for the Oscars.
Oh, did they?
And so, so we already know who the nominees are.
I don't.
And, okay, well, that's why we're here.
Tell
Talk
me.
Talk about this stuff. Okay, so I'm obviously not going to go into all the categories, but the main ones. For Best Picture, they've got Atonement, which was expected. I think actually all
really?
Of them were expected. Atonement, yeah, that one's been very well received.
Okay, what are the other
and
ones?
That's probably the first movie with Keira Knightley that I've not seen yet.
Oh, okay.
But I've got to see all her movies. I'm totally enamored with her. I think she's fucking awesome. So Atonement is one. Juno is another movie, and I know that was well received
that
also.
That was awesome.
Right? That's about that teenager that gets pregnant or something? Yeah. Yeah, I'd still like to see that. Then we have Michael Clayton with George Clooney, of course.
Yep.
No Country for Old Men.
Now, that there
it's a good movie,
was a hell of a movie.
Yeah, have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I've been wanting to see it. That's with Tommy Lee Jones and Josh Brolin, right?
No Country for... Hang on, which one was it? No Country for Old Men?
Yeah. Not There Will Be Blood.
Not that one.
Yeah. So that's with who I said it is.
Yeah.
And that's one movie I do want to see.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen movies in a long time, and I don't know why that is. I've been falling asleep at movies lately, so I figured I'm just going to avoid them altogether, you know, and just sleep at home. And then There Will Be Blood. So we have five movies there, Atonement, Juno, Michael Clayton, No Country for Old Men, and There Will Be Blood.
Gosh, I wish 310 to Yuma made it.
Yeah, well, it didn't.
Because that there, too, was a very impressive film.
Yeah,
I
heard.
I really, really loved it.
Yeah, but all these movies are pretty powerful. I don't think anybody's going to be able to predict who will win.
I know I voted for, I did vote myself for 310 to Yuma.
Yeah?
So, obviously, there wasn't enough of us that voted for it.
Yeah.
So, because, see... All the screen actors, we're the ones that we get these polls
exactly.
that get sent to us.
Right.
And
you
we
vote.
Look through it and we get to watch the films for free.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I get all these invites to
screenings
and everything. It's kind of cool, actually.
It is.
It's really, really cool.
Yeah. And well, Miss Superstar Actress here.
No.
Listen to her.
God, I wish.
A SAG member, Academy member.
No, I'm not an Academy member. But they send you the polls and everything like that, plus the films,
yeah,
so that you can watch the films or go to the screenings, you know, because they'll send you DVDs.
Yeah.
And the ones that they haven't sent you DVDs, they will do screenings.
I see. Okay.
So you go and see them all, and yeah, then you fill out, you know, cool, the poll,
yeah,
the poll sheets.
Interesting.
So.
No, that's cool.
It's kind of neat.
Cool. Yeah. And then, as you would imagine, for Best Actor, you had mostly the actors that acted in the Best Picture nomination.
Okay.
You know. So the first one is George Clooney for Michael Clayton.
Yes.
Daniel Day-Lewis, of course, for There Will Be Blood.
You know, he did a really awesome job,
yeah,
with that film.
Yeah.
That was yeah, really awesome.
He's a
talented actor.
He's an intense actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the first movie was My Left Foot. Do you remember that one?
No, I don't.
That's the first one I remember him in. I'm sure he did smaller movies before,
yeah,
but that was his first hit.
Yeah.
And that was a powerful, powerful movie. You've got to watch
My
that.
Left Foot.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a guy that didn't have limbs and
really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And the way he grew up, the way he was raised. And yeah, I don't remember much from it, but it was an amazing movie. Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, I think it may have won an Oscar. It was
okay.
That good. So we have those two. Then we have Johnny Depp with this weird movie, Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Yeah.
Okay? You just say the name and the movie's over, you know? It's that long. But, yeah, I don't know about Johnny Depp, you know?
He's probably the one of the most talented character actors.
Yeah.
You know, with all the... You look through all his history, his
yeah,
career, and his characters of what is what makes Johnny Depp.
Yeah,
you know,
no, exactly.
So good.
And it's always unusual, weird characters.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
You know? And that's why you tend to view him as such.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know how normal he is. But
he
lives in France, right? Or something like that. He's sort
I
of
think
like
so.
Got away from the States, criticizing it and everything. If
yeah.
I remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, well. Then we have Tommy Lee Jones in The Valley of Ella. And that's, I think that's about like what happens in Iraq and stuff. You know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
yep,
that kind of a movie. And so, Tommy Lee Jones is an excellent actor. I love him. You know, he's had some great movies. And then we have Viggo Mortensen for Eastern Promises. I never even heard of the movie before.
No, I haven't either.
And Viggo is no Oscar material. You know, I mean, this is the guy that was in Lord of the Rings and
oh,
some other smaller movies.
Yes,
yeah,
yes, yes. Now
yeah,
I know who
I mean,
you're
he's pretty
about,
handsome
yeah,
and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And but I don't know that he's Academy caliber. Not yet, anyway. For Best Actress, they have Kate Blanchett for Elizabeth, The Golden Age. You mentioned yesterday you liked those movies.
I did, and I did yeah, see that film, mm-hmm, and God, I was in such awe.
Yeah.
You know, the entire time I watched the film.
I know those those period pieces movies are very, very nice. You know, it takes
yeah,
you to another world. You know.
Yeah, it does.
And
it does.
I like those. Yeah, I'm into like British history and
yeah,
stuff like that. You know,
I like fantasy films too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't get into those, but there's a lot of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I know.
So, knock yourself out with some fantasy films. So and yeah, and Cate Blanchett is a really good actress. I like
yeah,
her. Yeah. You know. Then we have Julie Christie, Away From Her. Now. I've seen
okay,
her picture now everywhere,
mm-hmm,
and people writing about her.
Yeah.
But if you remember, I mean, she used to be big in the 70s. If you remember, she was in the movie Shampoo with Warren Beatty.
Right,
she was one
yeah,
of the women that he
mm-hmm,
would cut her hair and she would fuck him in that.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
So that's where I remember her from. But she's done some great movies. And but this one is probably a good one. You know, because after all these years, if she just shows up out of nowhere and gets nominated... She must have been pretty good.
Yeah, she was. Have you seen the film?
No.
Do you know what it's about?
No.
Okay. Well, what it is it deals with Alzheimer's disease. And, you know, her husband and them have been married for like 60, oh, God, phenomenal amount of years.
Uh-huh.
And they've never, ever spent a single day away from each other.
Wow.
So it gets to a point where, you know, it comes to a point where she... is endangering herself
right,
because she doesn't remember, and you know they show a couple of scenes where you know it becomes a you know obvious
yeah,
that she needed to be in care
yeah,
and her husband couldn't handle it anymore, and so they come to this decision together that she goes into, you know, into the ward, into the hospital for her care. And so, you know, a lot of it is his battle, you know, her husband's battle, seeing the woman that she, that he was so much in love with and has never spent a day away from her, seeing her lose her mind and completely not even recognize him. And every, I mean, it was an, it's an amazing, beautiful, well-written film. It really is. And she did an amazing job. So I think that she is well-deserving of at least a nomination.
You know, I mean, Alzheimer's is such a cruel disease, you know? I mean, because you are, the way I view it is you are the sum of your memories. You know, when you get up in the morning, you remember who you are and where you are and what your life's about. But when you forget about what happened to you and what brought you to this point, you lose your identity.
Yeah.
I mean, who
and
are you?
That's exactly what happened. Yeah.
You know, who are you when you don't remember shit?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so so we are the sum of our memories, I believe. And that's why I focus on experiencing everything that I can, at, you know, for the moment, or in the moment, because what's left is the memories. Everything that we do, what's left is the memories. So if you fill yourself with positive, good memories, I think you'll be a happier person. You know.
Well, I you know, I mean, I also think too that if you're an avid reader, and you know what I mean, something always working on your mind, and you know, that is going to help, you know, your age and help with Alzheimer's as well.
Do you think it has something
well,
to do
you know,
with that?
Look, well, see, look, my ex-boyfriend, his mother died last year from Alzheimer's. And I remember when I first started dating him, he had to go home, and she was kind of like on that point where she was forgetting who he was and this and that. Then the next time he went home, it had really deteriorated to the point where she'd even forget to go to the bathroom.
Wow.
You know?
Jeez.
So it was getting that bad.
Yeah.
And then they finally went into the hospital and so on. And then, of course, she died. But I remember, you know, when she retired from teaching, she just, I don't know, you know, if you don't remain active in your mind, remain active reading and studying and so on, I think that, who knows? I'm not a medical person.
Well, I
but
hope you're
whatever.
Right, because I read a lot and I think all the time and I'm constantly doing things. So I hope that...
And so, anyways, William, his grandmother also has Alzheimer's.
Wow.
However, she's had it for like a couple of years, 2 or 3 years now. Yeah. And yet, she, when I see her, she still remembers me.
Really?
Even though it's been, you know, a long time.
Yeah.
But she's constantly, you know, like reading, searching, teaching herself and so on, keeping herself very active. And I think that could be a main...
That's great.
The main difference.
That's great, yeah. Yeah, it's a terrible disease, and I don't obviously wish it on anyone. But it's sad. It's sad. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's some really cruel diseases out there. I think Parkinson's is another ruthless disease where you start disintegrating and you can't move and your body starts moving on its own. And I have someone very close in the family who's in the hospital now, because what happens is they get so weak that they the bones get weak and then they fall and they trip
and they
hurt themselves, you know. So that's scary to me. My grandfather died of Parkinson's, and
really?
So my dad now freaks out every time he starts to shake a little bit. He thinks he's getting it too. But he goes, gets checked, and they tell him he's okay. So I hope so.
I wonder how Michael, what's his name? Michael, oh gosh, what's his name?
Oh, Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox. I wonder how he's coping.
Yeah, well, obviously he's not in the public much anymore, so it must have deteriorated. Obviously it never gets better. It just gets worse. You just sort of just sit there and wait to die, to disintegrate and die. You know, and that's terrible. That's terrible.
That doesn't sound pleasant at all.
No. And then we had okay, so we go back to the Oscars, and we had three other actresses, which two of them I don't even know who they are. One is Marion Cotillard, I guess, for La Vie en Rose. So that's probably like
I've
a French
movie. I've never heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And La Vie en Rose is French for Life of the Rose or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Laura Linney, The Savages. I know who she is. I don't know the movie. And Ellen Page for Juno.
So
is
really?
Ellen Page the little girl? The girl? The main actress?
Yeah, the wife of the main actor.
Oh, the wife. Okay. And
really? Oh, she won't get it.
Yeah. And then supporting actor and actresses, I don't really care. I mean, who cares?
So it's this Sunday. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's this Sunday. And, yeah. And you know what's irritating about all those award shows is most of them are held in L.A.
Yeah.
And but they want to make sure that they get broadcast on prime time on the East Coast. So then we can't see it in real time. We have to wait until after they watched it to start watching it. And by then, we already know the results.
Oh, is that how it's done?
That's how it's done. I mean, think about it. We have, like, the red carpet here. You turn on the TV around 6 or so, and then it goes off the air.
Really?
Yeah. Because if it's not supposed to start till 9 o'clock in New York, it's not going to start till 9 here. But when here, it's already midnight over there.
Yeah.
So they already know who won.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's just it. And we always are stuck with that just because we are behind on the time zone.
Wow.
You know? So don't give me that. It's important to me. It's irritating. Okay?
I thought you said you didn't give a shit about these awards.
No, but I give a shit that we're not as important as the East Coast.
Oh, right, yeah. Right. Hey, that's odd, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, let's take a break and we'll regroup ourselves.
Yes.
Go pee or whatever you have to do, and we'll be right back.
You're not listening to California Dreaming. You're missing out on all the important stuff.
Masturbation is costing society a lot of water. Okay.
What?
Okay.
Where did you get this from?
Okay, you take a shower, you shampoo, you soap yourself, blah, 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 and then you start going at it, right? So what is it, like 5 minutes, 10 minutes? That's a lot of water. I mean, can you imagine how much water is wasted on that? Just imagine how many gallons you think probably go through the shower head in a minute. So I think we're going to have a drought, regardless of whether it rains here or not, because people wasted water masturbating, you know? Do it elsewhere. Don't do it in the shower, okay?
Sam says vote no masturbate in 08. It's California Dreaming. California Dreaming. With your host, Sam and Manu, only on BBS Talk Radio.
Back.
We're back from our break.
And you know, I just found out, you know, this hepatitis A thing, you know, at Ash and Kutcher's.
Kutcher.
Okay, well, I now remember that, you know, from this that big party that the L.A. celebrities got involved with, well, I just remembered that it was a food handler that had hepatitis A.
Oh.
So that's what caused this whole vaccine. So at Aaron's party, the bartender had hepatitis A.
Oh.
So you know what? That's what I should have put on my resume with when I was looking for all these jobs.
Yeah, tested
negative for hepatitis A. But you know what? Now that I think about it, I mean, because this is obviously coming up again and again and again and more often. So I think if you are a food handler or something like that, I think you should be tested for hepatitis A.
Yeah, you should be tested for everything, for that matter. I mean, shit, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's gross when you still go to places and people make you food with their hands, you know, without gloves or anything. And it's just like you go, where the fuck has that hand been, you know?
Yeah.
But what I don't get about those gloves is that you'll go to, let's say you go to a place like a Quiznos, for example, right?
Right.
They work with gloves there.
Yes.
So the guy makes you the sandwich. You know, I don't mean to single out Quiznos, but it's just that's the first one that came to mind, and it's happened to me at one place. I don't think it happens necessarily everywhere. But so they make you the sandwich, and if there's only one person there, he's going to go and ring the register as well. So then he goes, rings the register with the gloves on, and then he goes back to make another sandwich. So what's the purpose of the gloves? You know, I mean, you're still touching different things that should not mix.
Well, because hepatitis A is contagious from human.
No,
from
I'm not talking about
contact.
Hepatitis, though. I'm talking about in general.
You're just talking about germs and stuff
like exactly.
That. Yeah, exactly.
You know,
you're
so
right.
They take money in their hands
with
the gloves, and then they go and they make food. So what's the point of the gloves? You know, I mean, you got to take it off every time.
See,
you know,
I already know. Handling money, you know, working in the casino, handling the cash, you don't
know
where that cash is.
It's fucking
And then
dirty.
The chips, you know, and they've had them in their pants, they've sweated all over them.
No, I'd be washing my hands 30 times a day.
Oh, no. I mean, my gosh. Every time we took a break, your hands, like, just scrub your hands. It's so nasty. And they smell rotten.
Yeah.
After every hour, you have to... Ugh.
I know. Money's very dirty. And when people take money and then they go and make you food, it's disgusting. So much for rubber gloves. But you know, I mean, that obviously... you know, I mean, it's gross also to look at. The fact that they're just doing it with their bare hands. You don't know if they're sweating. You don't know if they're if they wipe their nose, if they scratch their ass, whatever it is, you know.
Well, at my new job, I see the cooks always changing out their gloves.
Yeah.
And just, there's these plastic gloves.
Yeah, the rubber gloves.
And they
gloves.
Have this. It's really cool because it's a roll, right? And all they do, I'm not kidding, they put their hands up, shoop, gloves.
Oh,
and
really?
Cool. I was like, wow, this is new technology here. And then upstairs, we have our sinks are divided, and one sink has sanitizer in it, and we have to keep putting our hands in there to sanitize them each time we do something different.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. So, I mean, you know, people are becoming more aware of it and so on.
Yeah. It's disgusting. But you know what? The thing is that it's not, you know, I mean, when someone puts, you know, if someone uses dirty hands, or let's say you have dirty hands and soiled hands and you eat, it's not the end of the world. I mean, think of all the people that don't have the luxury that we do. Mm. And, you know, they eat off the land or you know, or what have you, from off the street.
I remember doing that.
Yeah. And so you're obviously not getting sterilized food here. The body can take it.
Yeah.
The body can take a lot.
But you know what I think? You know, I remember growing up on the farm. You know, we'd drop something on the floor, even on the ground for that matter. You know, barbecuing. Oh, there goes the steak on the ground. So you'd fight for it before the dog got it. And then you just, like, wipe it off or, you know what I mean, get all the grass bits off and so on. And then you still eat it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just remember doing stuff. But I think, you know, in these days, I think people are over sanitizing stuff.
Yeah.
And therefore, your body doesn't get this natural immunity to all these different various viruses that are in, you know, in your environment every single day.
Yeah.
And I think that's why people get sick all the time, more
probably, so. Probably.
You know, you got kitchen sanitizer wipes, disinfectant,
food, you know?
This and that. Well, that doesn't help either.
No, that doesn't help.
No, no.
I wanted to remind everyone that we'd love to talk to you, make the show a little interactive. You can call us toll-free, 866-515-6977. You can email us, info@bbstalkradio.com.
Yeah.
And Manu would love to hear from you, right, Manu?
I would love it. Someone call me so I can talk to
someone
you.
Someone call you. Okay, someone call Manu, please. Okay. She's in desperate need to talk because she doesn't get to talk enough here.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. So,
Hey, what's happening in the politics? I see. Oh, I. This is something that that I had noted. Clinton obviously is. It's obvious that she's feeling strain from Obama.
Yeah.
Because when Obama had mentioned, you know, change is like Xerox or something like that. Do you know the quote that was there?
No, I never heard that one before.
Okay. So, anyways, Hillary, she accused Barack Obama of political plagiarism.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And said he represented change, right? Change you can Xerox.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
So it was really an attack on Obama.
Yeah.
And
but they
so
were
on.
Attacking each other back and forth. Yesterday.
Well, then I don't know because apparently this is how the papers are working then.
Yeah. But no. But the debate itself was pretty civilized. I think.
Right.
You know. It's
okay.
Just, working up to it.
Right. But see, Obama had a great comeback. You know, Obama dismissed the charge, adding, what we shouldn't be doing is tearing each other down. We should be lifting the country up.
Yeah.
Now, this is in the papers. So you can already see, like you just stated, that they were attacking each other.
Yeah.
Right?
But he does, too. I mean, he does, too.
Well, the paper has totally turned on
Hillary.
Obama's side.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, against Hillary.
Against Hillary. Because if you read this right up front, it says Hillary is doing this nasty attacking.
Yeah.
And Obama's saying, come on, lady, we need to work together to get this country going.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, he's a politician, and they all use negative campaigns, and he's just as guilty.
I can't remember whether Australia does negative campaigning or not.
Yeah, in some countries it's actually outlawed. You can't do it.
You know, I have a feeling that Australia is like that too.
Yeah.
Because even like with commercials, like you can't say Pepsi and show a can of Coke here and say Pepsi is better than Coke.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You cannot show another product
right.
to
no
say our product is better. You have to promote your product and not trash any other product.
Yeah,
and I think it's the same with everything.
Yeah, that would be nice in political campaigns,
wouldn't
but
it
doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
There's too much negative.
Did you hear a little bit about the debate last night?
No, I did not have time. I was here till about 9:30 last night. So I didn't get to catch it. But look, let's take a little break.
Oh, another one?
Yeah, another one. I need to go to the bathroom.
Ah. I thought you had a chance.
We'll be back in a minute. Well, I didn't go last time.
Take a breath.
For everything that matters.
I'm not European. I don't plan on being European. So who gives a crap if they're socialists? They could be fascist anarchists. It still wouldn't change the fact that I don't own a car.
And everything that doesn't.
I've been in prison for 3 years. My dick gets hard after wind blows.
You're listening to the Sam and Manu Show on PBS Talk Radio.
Manu, do you know, you like George Michael, right?
Yes, I do, but I also liked Europe.
Oh, you liked Europe?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an awesome song.
I remember trying to remember who the hell sang that. You know, who the group was.
Right.
And I remember trying to, you know, like, it's the final countdown.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone's going like, what? Yeah. What are you talking about? Now, they're a British band as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
well, I don't know if they're British, but they're European, probably from the UK. And but the funny thing about it, something surprising, is that one, I think VH1 or something had like a show on the worst hits and the worst songs, and this one was named one of them.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah, I can't see how they would. I mean, it's a cool
song. Hang on, is that an American VH1?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, figures. All right, say no more.
Yeah. Oh, well. But the reason I'm bringing up George Michael is because, did you have a chance to listen to his latest album? It's called 25.
No.
So he's got like best hits there, and he's got a couple of new songs. And I wanted to play one song because this is probably one of the nicest songs you'll ever hear in your life. Okay? The music is amazing. The words are good. And it's a duet
with
a singer called Mattia. Okay? And she's probably British.
Yeah, I was going to say, where is she from?
Yeah, I don't know, but she sort of came out of nowhere, but she sings real well. So listen to their duet. I want to play it, and this is going to make you feel good. It's kind of a sad song, but the music is amazing, and the voices, you know. So without further ado...
Hey, is
that... Don't kiss me, darling.
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, I was going to say, where is George Bush living? Is he living here in the U.S.?
You mean George Michael, not George Bush.
Jesus. See, I need some sleep. That's what I need.
Not every George is a Bush.
Yeah, I know. There's a good Bush and a bad Bush.
He lives in the U.K.
Okay. Yeah.
Or maybe he lives here. I don't know. When he got caught in that public restroom, that was here in Hollywood.
So, was it?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah. It was actually here. Yeah, in one of the parks here. I don't know what park it was in.
That's right. Griffith Park.
At Griffith Park?
That's where I live.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Griffith Park was notorious for the...
For gay activity. For
gay activity.
Really?
And the gay men used to, you know, like, crouch in the bushes or something like that and step out like, hi.
Oh, my God.
Do you need your dick sucked?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine going for a stroll in the park? Someone offered to suck your dick.
Well, that's where they all used to, you know, like, for extra, what do you call it? Curricular activities.
Extracurricular activities.
It's not like that anymore, people.
No.
It's gorgeous up there. Okay.
Yeah, let's
listen to George Michael.
Don't keep...
Her voice is incredible.
She really is.
Yeah.
And he writes such great songs, you know?
Yeah.
He's just so talented.
He composes them as well.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
And
he's
plays.
One of these multi-talented guys.
Yeah, he plays all the instruments, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's very talented.
God.
And, if I was gay, I would love him, but right now I only like him.
I used to have a crush on when they first came out. What was the band? Wham.
Yeah.
Right.
I know, and they brought that European sound.
Yeah, that's
to
right.
America. You know, the Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Wake Me Up. Yeah. God, wasn't that flaming?
Yeah, yeah, that was a flaming song.
You know, when it first came out, I didn't understand gay. I had never really heard of the term, as I think I've already mentioned a few times. Uh-huh. And but I looked at the video and I was like, oh my God, he's so hot and I'm this girl. But unknowns to me years later, I was like, oh, that wasn't really put towards me, was it? But how funny is that? You know who I did have crushes on is Tears for Fears. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got some of their songs, too.
You
yeah.
do?
They're awesome.
I know. I
okay,
love
I'll
them, too.
Okay, I'll play one in the next break.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, they're really good. I mean, there's been a lot of great movies, songs, 70s, 80s, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff still remained a classic.
See, I'm an 80s girl. I
yeah,
love
are you
the
80s?
80s music. Yeah, yeah, I do.
I love the 80s, too, but the 70s are my favorite.
Okay.
You know, because that's when I grew up, you know.
William can't stand the 80s.
You're still a baby. Yeah. So
well,
your
thank you.
Yeah, your childhood was in the 80s. Mine was in the 70s. I mean, not childhood, but let's say teen years.
No. I can still call that my childhood in the 80s. I was like really naive and, geez, ignorant of everything.
Yeah. And what's amazing is when you're a teenager, you get so much into music, you start identifying with the music. Mm. And you use it for expression and stuff, you know. I mean, because I see my kids and their friends, you know. I mean, all they do is listen to iPods all day.
Yeah, I know. You know, that kind of disturbs me a little bit.
Why is that?
Well, because, you know, you walk around and, you know, everyone's got these iPods in their ears.
Yeah.
Now, you can't say, and for the most part, you probably know that they've got it almost full volume.
Yeah.
And there's two things. One, I'm concerned about the damage to the eardrums.
And it does happen.
Yeah,
for
of
a fact.
Course. It's already known.
For
okay.
a fact.
And then the second thing that I'm concerned about, it doesn't allow you to really observe everything that is going on around you.
Yeah.
You place yourself in this tunnel and you become singled out.
You isolate yourself.
Yeah. And that's why I think this is another reason why people walk around in this goddamn world, you know, or, you know, what I see here in Hollywood and so on, and they're just, like, completely oblivious to what's going on around them.
Yeah.
They don't bring in the sounds or anything like that, even in the parks.
Yeah.
My God, up in Griffith Park, like, everyone has their iPod on.
Yeah.
They're not noticing the birds. They're not noticing the sounds of it. They're still being polluted by sound of music, even not that I'm bashing music, but my God, if you're up in the park or up in the mountain, why not take in something completely different? Why not take in the nature,
the sound
of nature, and enjoy that?
Yeah, enjoy your surrounding, enjoy what you're doing. Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Because I think if
this
you're being imploded with music, you're also not sensing your smells as well, because you're not aware of what's happening around you.
Yeah, you're focusing on that. And it's, you know, I mean, look, there's a time and place for an iPod, I agree, but sometimes they have to, they do it too much, you know. I mean, sometimes I'll drive with my kids and we talk and everything's fine. Then they'll put on their iPods and you talk to them, they don't even respond because they can't hear you.
No.
You know, and it really separates people.
Yes, it does.
But, you know, that our this period in history in the United States is the it's the time of the individual. I mean, we've become very individualized here, whereas in some societies, people are very, like, communal and stuff. You know, like, for example, in Japan, for example, if someone, like, you've seen this happen in business, if an executive there, like, fucks up, he'll go and commit suicide, you know, because he feels responsible to the whole group.
I know.
So they're based on groups there, you know, and that's different. So you may not see that as much, although Japan is becoming westernized. But, deep inside.
No, it's still there because...
Yeah, they have their customs.
My friend Coral, she married a Japanese man, and she lived in Japan for, oh God, something like 17 years.
Yeah.
And she was talking of that exact same thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they're very like... I mean, their culture is totally different, you know, and they feel like part of a group, and they don't, if they let the group down, then they exit, Pretty much, they do. And
So
I mean, there's some strange stuff going on in the world, you know. I mean, I'm really, really happy to be living here in these times, you know. It's really the best place in the world. I mean, look how many people coming in. And in fact, this brings up what I was just seeing that, the Mexican border, they're going to put a virtual fence there. And what that means is they're going to use radars and surveillance cameras to catch people entering the country illegally.
Right.
And the government approved that.
Wow.
So I'm wondering if that's going to help any, you know. I mean, but I think they have to...
There was a company in, hang on, let me get, six charged in immigrant smuggling scheme. Father and son owners of Oxnard Auto Body Shops charged $3,000 to transport people from Mexico to California.
Yeah, yeah, those are called coyotes. And, yeah, and they'll either drive them across the border or walk them across the border because they know all the ins and outs of where to go.
Okay.
Where the border patrols are and everything. So they transfer people across the border. And imagine for a Mexican, $3,000 is a lot of money. I mean, it's a lot of money for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
For anyone. But
even for me.
Yeah.
My God, right now $1,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
I could do with that right now. Pay my next month's rent.
Yeah, I know. So, and but they want to come here that bad, you know, that badly. And that's because this is the best place in the world to live. It really is, you know. With all the negative things we find, with all our complaints, it's still I wouldn't live anywhere else.
I can't believe you just said that.
Why?
Really?
Yeah. I really love being here.
Oh, yeah. I don't.
Okay.
I really
so
don't.
So why are you here?
I'm stuck.
What do you mean you're stuck?
I'm stuck. I can't afford financially to move back to my own country.
Mm. But you've got family there. You could stay with them for a while till you get back on your feet. I thought you were staying here because you wanted an acting career.
No, it's got nothing to do with staying, you know, like getting back there. It's about what I've created here.
Right.
You know, like with debt and with this and that. I mean, and I've now got a few cats that there's no way in hell I'm going to leave them behind.
So you're staying here for your cats.
My babies are coming home with me.
Right.
And you know, to get up and go and leave all this debt behind, you know, because I've lost my house and, you know, I've accumulated all this debt, you know, through credit cards trying to keep the house afloat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like for me to get up and go.
Yeah.
It
you might as
impossible.
Well. I mean, shit, you know, get rid of all that debt all at once.
What?
You know,
by
you
what?
You won't have to deal with it. By moving.
By moving?
Yeah, moving away. Where are they going to find you? What do they care, you know?
But it means that I would never be able to come back to the States.
No. Just because you owe money? Oh, come on.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work like that.
I'm pretty sure
it doesn't work
like
that. File for bankruptcy before you leave.
No, I can't.
Why?
I've already inquired about it.
Why can't you?
Because I have to actually go through foreclosure and the house close on me and so on. Right now, that's not happened.
Okay, well, not right now, but I'm saying eventually if you wanted to move, you know, look, if there's a will, there's a way. If you wanted to move, I'm sure you'd move.
Yeah.
Right? So you don't really want to move. I mean, you
but
came here.
But it costs
here,
money.
Yeah.
It costs money to move. It costs money to
well,
make this big thing.
Obviously. So if you had money right now, you'd move back?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So you're here really reluctantly?
Yeah.
Okay.
You could say that.
All right.
That's truthfully said, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I mean, for Christ's sake, it's been a situation like I can't even get home for a vacation.
Yeah.
You know, because it costs money to go there. But on the same end, and also on top of that, you have to figure out how you're going to get money earned here to keep trying to keep the money coming in, to keep continuing to pay the bills and pay the rent and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, but all I'm saying to you is you move to another country, you don't worry about the debt you're leaving behind, you know? I mean, so how are you going to ever make it, you know? I mean, you move to start a new beginning, you know? So,
see, my bank is in overdraft constantly. Mm-hmm. It has been in overdraft constantly for the last 2 years, so.
Yeah, well.
Shoo. Yeah. I don't know.
Join most Americans.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
We're living with so much debt, you know, in this country, carrying a lot of debt.
I never knew what debt was until I came here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how the system works here, with credit cards and credit and...
I had to fight for
use
my damn credit
money.
Card in Australia.
Yeah?
Can you believe that?
Really?
Yeah, I waited so many years
yeah.
to try and get a credit yeah. card.
Well, aren't you glad you live here then?
No, okay. Not with that credit card bullshit.
All right. I have a problem with people living somewhere and complaining about it, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm picking on you or anything, you know.
Yeah.
But it's simply, you don't like it, go fucking back, you know.
Well, I would if I could. That.
Okay, well, I'm going to send you, okay? We'll have our listeners donate money and you can move back.
You know what? If that happened, I would.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Then let's start a collection for you.
In a heartbeat. Mm. But it's got to cover me, my cats, and making sure that I can get home.
Oh, well, excuse me. Okay, so make sure she gets first class everything.
No.
When she moves back to Australia.
I
got to
make sure my cats get over there.
Well, fuck your cats. Who cares about the cats? I mean, you can't plan your life based on cats. You know? So, yeah, take them back with you.
They're my responsibility.
Okay, so take them back. But that's why I'm saying, that's why I don't get any in the first place. I don't need any more responsibility than I already have, you know?
I know, you got an even bigger responsibility.
Yeah, so, you know, it doesn't quite compute that way. Yeah, so what's going on with Britney? Any news there?
No, apparently this, I don't know who this guy is, Sam something?
Mm.
I don't know, some guy that been stalking her or... I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what his name
okay,
is.
So
I don't care about him.
There's nothing new today. Okay.
And if, whatever, apparently he was involved with her maybe, or hanging around her maybe, or something like that going on. And then, I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm so sick of her. I really freaking
Well, you're
am.
Probably sure to open a National Enquirer and find something on her.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
No doubt. No doubt. It's all over the place now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we have to have certain action, some things to be interested in, right? After all, who cares about politics? We need to know about Britney.
Yeah, exactly. That's Hollywood for you.
Sometimes we just go to shit, you know?
Like, no one cares that everyone's, like, freezing to death in New York.
Yeah.
That big storm that came
down. Yeah, they got a huge storm, you know?
Jeez.
And,
And we've been getting rain. It's kind of a little bizarre, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the whole world has gone wacko. You know, and remember the earthquake yesterday in Nevada? I guess it was pretty powerful. It was a 6.3. But apparently there was quite a bit of damage. You know, I mean, they're saying no one was killed and no serious injuries. But about 20, 25 buildings suffered heavy damage. And
you said that they were fearing some people might be trapped.
Yeah, yeah. That's
okay.
what I said. But so they're not talking about
anybody.
Did they
find any?
No.
Oh, okay.
I guess not. So it was sort of like a rural area or, yeah, largely vacant historical district of Wells. It was in Wells, Nevada.
Okay.
So that's pretty scary. I mean, you know, you start to feel the earth shaking and... you know, I mean, you lose your confidence because the earth is what keeps you, you know, what keeps you up, what keeps you standing. And when the earth starts to move, then you're going, well, where am I going to stay next? You know, with a tornado, you can go hide, you know, with all kinds of different things and hurricanes. But with an earthquake, I mean, that's the ground shaking.
No, you run outside, you've got bloody power lines coming down on you and buildings coming down on you. Ground yeah. cracking, all sorts of stuff.
I know. There's another reason for you to move back to Australia.
No,
so you don't have to suffer earthquakes here.
They've had earthquakes back home.
Yeah, I'm sure. Nothing
only,
like here, right?
The only one that I know of was the one, I think it was in Newcastle, and that was kind of huge, apparently. Mm. And that's the only one that I know of.
Huh.
So I don't know. But up north, I mean, we suffer from cyclones. We call them cyclones.
Right, yeah.
They call them hurricanes because
right.
the winds turn one way
right.
versus the other way.
Right, exactly. And that's what the Indian Ocean, that's what they call them
yeah,
in that area, cyclones. Yeah.
yeah. So we get hit pretty bad by those things. But anything else, no, we're pretty
yeah.
clear of everything.
Yeah.
Even volcanoes. Well, I don't think we have...
No volcanoes.
Well, we have old volcanoes, but not... Yeah. not any that are active.
Yeah.
So we're pretty safe. Oh, the only thing that we suffer from down there is the ozone layer.
Mm.
The hole is like right over
really?
Australia.
Over Australia?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really? Wow. So you guys are going to burn up first.
Yeah, it seems like.
Fry, get barbecued.
Fry us to death.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to die some way.
Yeah. Are there any new movies this week?
You know, I haven't even seen that.
No?
I don't know nothing. Seriously, like the last... This week is completely a blur. I haven't been able to look up on things. I haven't been able to catch up on things.
Yeah.
I haven't even checked my mail. So I don't know nothing that is going on.
Well, there are a couple of good movies. Did you see the trailer for Vantage Point? That looks pretty good. And it looks like a lot of action. A lot of action.
Yeah.
And then there's another movie that was done by the director of The Bourne Identity,
mm-hmm.
and Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It's called Jumper. And it's got Samuel L. Jackson.
I did hear something about Jumper.
And it looks good.
I mean, good movie.
It says it's sort of like a cross between The Bourne Identity and The Matrix.
Right.
I don't like when they do those associations, because then you start expecting the same thing, and that's why they actually tell you that. But I hope it's good. I mean, they're showing the poster has got the Sphinx and the pyramids there, so it looks, you know, if you like adventure movies like National Treasure and The Mummy and...
See, I haven't seen any of those.
You haven't seen those?
No.
You're not into action movies?
No,
you
I
like
am.
More
I just
drama?
Haven't seen them.
Really?
No.
Well,
no.
You
well,
gotta catch
you know.
Up on all that stuff.
You gotta.
You can't watch L Word all the time.
But the thing is I'm not paying for it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'm not the one paying for it.
I see. Okay. So you'll wait for the DVD. Okay.
See, even if they are on DVDs, I haven't been able to catch up on all that.
Yeah. Did you ever see The Matrix?
Haven't I ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was filmed in Australia.
Yes,
and,
I know.
So have you seen it? You've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it a cool movie? I think it's one of my favorite movies of all times, because it makes you think a lot, you know, and it's unexpected. And that's why I think the first one did so much better than the second and the third, because the first one, you didn't know what to expect. You know, and then suddenly you've seen all these things. He wakes up and his computer starts typing for him. And then he goes and meets the girl, Trinity, in the bar. And then suddenly, you know, they're having to run. And she jumps in the air and starts turning in the air and kicking all the people. And you start to realize this is something different here. You know,
yeah.
I've never seen something like this before. And... And it still remains a classic to this day. You know, some people who don't like science fiction can't get into it, but I think it's an unforgettable movie.
No. Yeah. Oh yeah, it's unforgettable for me too.
Yeah.
Sam, if you only knew what was going on in the back of my mind.
What's going on in the back of your mind?
You've totally not read my body language, have you?
No.
Or my response, have
no,
you?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's something that I can't reveal on air.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh. So you got it on with Neo?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You should see her. Oh,
no,
my God.
No, wait a minute.
God.
Wait a minute.
Check
we
this
can't,
out.
We can't change subjects right
yes,
now.
Yes, we can.
We can?
Yes. We're going to leave it there.
Ooh.
Okay.
So why did you even have to bring up your body language?
Because you're just like... check out Paris Hilton.
Wow, dressed like a dominatrix?
Totally.
Wow.
Like, what is that? And she's trying to sing? What the heck is that? Oh, my God. Paris Hilton has been banned from the Oscars.
Oscar snub for Paris Hilton is the headline.
The Hotel Harris was devastated after being told she could not attend the prestigious event on Sunday night.
Wow. Do they say what?
Well, certainly looking like that, no wonder.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what? It's just not as bad as I'm sure. Was it 1980? What year was that? That Cher turned up in that completely see-through outfit?
Who? Cher?
Cher.
Oh. No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, it was completely see-through, and she won the Oscar.
Yeah?
She actually won the Oscar for... Moonlight Struck by Was yeah,
Moonstruck.
Moonstruck,
yeah,
okay.
That's right.
And so she turned up the Oscars and there's, oh my God, it was just absolutely revealing.
Really?
Oh.
Did she show any bush?
Almost.
Through the dress? Really?
Almost, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a pretty sexy, sexy thingo. But I mean, we don't see that too often anymore.
No.
I think the closest was Halle Berry when she had that really very minimal coverage
well,
on that dress.
Yeah,
but
Natalie Dillo had some, if you remember a few years ago, J-Lo showed up with with a very skimpy dress.
She did too, know? Huh?
Yeah.
But I think they're starting to say, we don't want that stuff on our red carpet anymore.
You know? Come on. What do they care? I mean, that's what brings fans.
I was reading something in the newspaper about it, and that's why I remembered,
Yeah.
And now, you know, like, here's a picture of Paris Hilton in her sexy Maitre Domix.
Yeah.
Maitre, you know what I mean?
Dominatrix. Maitre Domix.
I'm really not with it today.
No.
So,
like I said, she's been run over by a bus or a bulldozer or something, and
no
she's trying kidding. She's trying to climb back up from the hole.
Oh my god. So anyways, the source said she cried hot, salty tears when she was banned from the Oscars. She's desperate to be taken seriously as an actress. Okay, she made $26,000.
Yeah, let's take her seriously.
And then, of course, she tried to sing. I mean, no, she needs to stay as a model. Okay, in hope that she would be able to network and with the film. What? And hoped she would be able to network with film executives. Okay. All right. So anyways, to even top it off, she had already paid $3.9 million in a designer dress for the ceremony.
Oh, yeah? That's all?
That's all it cost? $3.9 million
For a fucking dress. Okay. Well,
see,
you know,
that
there's
know,
a fool born every day.
I just had this really hot flush just come over me because that there is what really angers me.
Yeah. What a waste.
For a one-night dress.
But she's probably, I mean, they don't buy them, right? They just wear it for the one night and they promote it for them. But the question is, who buys those dresses for $3 million?
Someone like Paris Hilton.
Yeah, but I mean, if you had like billions of dollars, would you still do that? I mean, what's the point? Do you think that dress could not have been designed for $300?
Hell yeah, it could.
Yeah.
You know,
and the material, what is it? It's not diamonds. It's not gold. You know, so what the fuck?
She needs to go to Goodwill like I do.
Yeah. Yeah, Paris, go to Goodwill.
You know, I've never bought a new piece of clothing in so long, I can't even remember.
Really?
Yeah. I can't even remember the last time I bought a new piece of clothing.
Yeah.
Everything comes from Goodwill.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, shoes.
Shoes?
Yeah.
What about shoes?
Well, for Christmas, William bought me a nice pair of boots.
Nice.
So that's a new piece of clothing.
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
But I wouldn't have bought them myself.
No?
No. You know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have gotten them.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That's pretty. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, it's almost the weekend, and I'm excited.
God, thank God.
Although I'm going to be working most weekend on the new shows and stuff. Make sure you tune in Sundays, this Sunday at 6. Although I still don't understand the timing of them. I mean, it's going to be Oscar night. I don't know who's going to be calling, listening. But probably, you know, people, that not everybody is watching the Oscars, first of all. And I'm sure there's going to be people wanting to listen to some good radio. It's going to be music-related radio with Evan Marshall at 6 o'clock Sunday. That specific time, of course. And then we have Timmy with Rock and Talk at 7 on Sunday. So that's this Sunday night, Manu. And I'm going to be listening because I'll be here.
Of course.
Yeah. So, I have an appointment with a homeless person today. So I'm hoping to do an interview too with a homeless person. I have like already a friend there among one.
That you say hello.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I always talk to him. So
hi, Tom.
It was funny. I mean, today he was like actually sweeping the leaves in that in the square, in Pershing Square. Uh-huh. You know, it was just sweeping the leaves. And my question is, why are you doing this? You know, I mean, who are you doing this for exactly? It's not like he works there. He just hangs out there. That's where he lives.
Yeah.
In Pershing Square. And so I asked him, well, I didn't ask him why he's doing this, but I thought about it, and I thought, you know, it just shows you that people can't just sit around and do nothing. I mean, eventually, you have to get up and do something, you know, and I think that's what he was doing. You
yeah.
know? They just, I mean, because that's all they do is they sit there, you know, but what amazes me about the homeless is most of them read the newspaper, I mean, or they have a book, so many of them are probably well-read.
Mm.
So that's why I'm even more curious how they end up on the street.
I know one lady that I walk past every morning that I say hello, and she says hello,
mm-hmm.
and she waits for the library to open.
Oh.
So that's what she does during the day.
Really?
Yeah, and she has her cart that she ties up outside, and uh-huh. no one's going to take it anyways, yeah. you know, because there's a security guard on the outside
right.
at the door, and that's where she spends. She goes, spends all day. Inside.
How do you know? Did she tell you? Did you talk to her?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because I had bought, was it on Wednesday? I had bought an apple, you know, from mm-hmm. the markets there.
Yeah.
And at the same table, you know, she was sitting at the chair, you know, uh-huh. like the seat in front of the library.
Yeah.
And I ended up buying another one and really? Gave it to her.
Yeah. You'd think if they read so much, they'd figure out how to... get out of that rut they're in, you know?
But it's a catch-22.
Yeah, it's mostly emotional, and that's why I want to interview a few of them, which I'm going to do in the next few days, and bring it into the show so we can actually find out a little more about the homeless, what they do, how they live, where they live, how do they eat. You know, I want to know about all this stuff. I really do. And I mean, these guys don't hit you up for money, so how do they eat? You know,
yeah.
I want to know that. I'd like to yeah. find out.
Well, you know... God, there was some sort of publicity stunt that was occurring, and I think they stopped it, and it was along the similar lines of Jackass, and I think it's Jackass had something to do with it.
Yeah, the movie.
And yeah,
the
well, not
TV show.
Yeah, you know the guys who run it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So they were going around here in LA, paying homeless people $100
uh-huh.
to do something really stupid,
yeah.
like bloody hit themselves in the head with a hammer or, I mean, like serious
yeah.
bullshit,
yeah.
okay? Or go ahead and you know, like punch a pole or, you know,
yeah.
until
so they're like knuckles, they take advantage of
you know what I mean?
Them,
and
yeah.
stuff like that. And it was just ridiculous. Anyways, yeah. it got stopped, obviously, uh-huh. because people were going like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
You know? But anyways, one of those guys, jackasses.
Uh-huh. Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, well, he almost lost his balls. I wish he had of.
Why?
Huh?
He's a nice guy.
Look, when they're doing
so
stupid shit like that.
Okay, but the thing is, you have to admire what they do. Not just anybody has the courage
the
to do those things. Yeah, or the balls to do that shit, you know? So, I mean, it shows you... It shows you humans pushing it to the extreme, you know.
Oh my God! Here's something about Britney's vagina.
Now there's a headline,
isn't it?
Yeah. Where are you reading this stuff?
What is this called? I don't know. Some damn I'mcute.com. Oh wow.
Oh yeah.
That's a little bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
Britney's vagina. Well, Britney Spears still can't keep her legs together. Wow. Okay. Fair enough.
That's the whole story?
I guess so.
Oh, fuck that. Let's
I
go.
Guess so.
Let's listen to some music. We'll be right. Did you ever hear of the magazine The Onion?
Yes, I have.
It's like a newspaper.
I've read it a couple of times.
Yeah, and it's all satire on news.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, everything they make up is not real, but it's so funny, you know? So let me give you an example. They have a story that's headlined, Pornography Desensitized Populace Demands New Orifice to Look At. Okay?
Okay.
Jaded by the sight of what it deemed run-of-the-mill orifices, the nation's pornography-saturated populace released a statement Monday demanding a new bodily opening to leer at. At this point, staring at an anus, vagina, or beckoning mouth has become so commonplace that it is no more titillating than ogling, say, the human elbow. Now they're quoting someone. If at all possible, we prefer some sort of self-moistening orifice that grips tightly enough to constrain fingers on foreign objects, but also gapes wide enough to fit a human head.
Oh my God, you know what? I know what that's being referred to.
Yeah, you told me once.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. This man, oh my God, I saw a clip on YouTube.
Oh, you told me about fisting, but yeah. No. Which one you're talking about.
This was a guy.
Right.
You know, totally.
Shaved his head.
His head and put his whole head. His whole freaking head. I couldn't believe it. It's just something that's how the hell did he do? What?
I know. Stick a whole fucking head in there.
I'm right up to the, like, his ears were in there and everything.
Yeah, and I mean, you have like a bone there, you know. I mean, how can he possibly?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe she shaped differently.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I just figure, you know, if you can give birth to a baby, you can probably handle something like that, you know. But I mean, can you imagine sticking your head inside a vagina?
And he didn't look like no small guy either.
Really?
Yeah, he was like a fathead.
Why do people do fucked up things like that? How do you possibly get off on something like that?
I don't know.
So it's just the outrageousness of it all, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to push the envelope a little bit.
How funny.
Yeah.
Well, that's a true statement, I think. That's a true statement. Oh, my God. So, you know, here's something else that we found. Remember we've spoken about Kirstie Alley?
Yes.
And, you know, this whole big shang bang with Jenny Craig, you know, losing all this weight.
Uh-huh.
And then she starts putting it on.
Yeah.
Well, one of the Elwood's DVDs that I had was watching, there was this spin-off of her, like, saying that she's going to be co-producing or doing her own show, you know, along the same network.
Yeah.
And while she's talking about the show, it's really unclassy. Uh-huh. She gets this whole huge plate of pasta with butter. And she's telling the guy, bring me more butter. And she's while she's talking, she's shoving this pasta in her mouth. And like, like, wow, that's so grotesque.
Yeah.
Anyways, well, I've just seen something for the first time, you know, in the entertainment gossip news.
Yes.
Here's Kirstie Alley, obviously did put on all that weight again. She's got Twinkies in one hand, and she's given the camera guy the finger, the middle finger. And anyways, Jenny Craig fires Kirstie for being this person.
Yeah, I thought they already fired her. I thought there was a whole deal with her and Valerie Bertinelli.
They ended up firing Kirstie because she just gained all the weight
back. Yeah, she got fat again, yeah.
And then she tried to blame Valerie as the cause of it and so on. Well, you know, whatever feud it was.
I mean, Kirstie Alley used to be beautiful when she was on Cheers, you know?
God, wasn't she? Yeah, she was.
Yeah, she really was attractive, and that's when she got a big following. You know, and,
yeah, she did.
But then she really fell off the wagon there.
God. Well, you know, she's not... I don't know. But, you know, Jessica Simpson, she went to that classic new Japanese restaurant that opened in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
I think it's on Pine Street. That's right. Matsusugi or whatever it's called. It's a Japanese restaurant.
Yeah.
Well, Jessica went there. And she almost couldn't pay for the bill. She couldn't find enough cash because her credit card was declined.
Really?
So she had to find cash. She almost couldn't pay for it. So now, she's now trying to get herself another reality show.
Yeah.
She's a little short. Because she hasn't come up with any music of late, has she?
No, not really.
No, huh?
Not movies either.
No movies, no shows, no concerts.
No, she's just famous for being Jessica Simpson, you know? I mean...
Well, it still doesn't bring in the money.
I don't know. I don't think she has any problems with money.
You reckon?
Nah, it's just a feeling I have.
Yeah, okay. Well, Heidi Klum has opened her house to Britney Spears.
Yeah, I read something about this, that she told her she'd help her out and stuff with her problems.
I think everybody wants to help her out.
Yeah.
My God. Mm-hmm. This is a death sentence waiting. This is another Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Down the road. It wouldn't surprise
probably.
Me.
Yeah, probably.
I wouldn't go like, oh my God.
Yeah, in other words, it wouldn't be surprising if they found her dead tomorrow.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh,
and
well.
That's sad, you know.
That's what happens.
It's really sad because it's so clear she needs somebody.
Yeah, of course.
But Heidi Klum is so friggin' hot. that I think right now she's probably, in my book, she's probably the most beautiful celebrity out there.
Right.
Of course, the most beautiful is my wife. And it goes without saying. I better say that. I'll have my head on a tray.
You know, you're still going to get a cloud around the head for that.
Yeah, well, yeah. I specifically asked her not to listen to the show anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she agreed.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't need her bringing up shit that I say on the radio, and I don't need to stifle what I have to say because my wife might be listening and she won't like it.
Oh,
so
okay.
We just made an agreement, you know, just let me do my work. I'll do my work, and you don't need to. I'm not in your office when you work all day. You don't need to be with me, you know.
Well, that's one way to put it, huh?
Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing a radio show. She would not let me.
How's she dealing with it now?
The first few days were hard, you know, because she started bringing up everything that I said, you know.
Oh, right.
And so then I have to. So then I realized, what is it? I'm going to sit here and have to think about everything I say before I say it. I can't do that. You know? This is not what the show is about. The show is about sitting here and revealing of yourself and sharing and just being frank with people.
A lot of revealing.
Yeah.
Saying whatever you want to say. Well, you know who my favorite model is?
Who is that girl called
oh God, what is it?
Giselle.
Oh yes, Giselle, that's it, Bundchen. Giselle.
Yeah.
God, her body is like a gazelle.
Like a what?
Gazelle.
What the hell is that?
It's an African deer, kind of like a deer.
An animal. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Very, very.
So that's what it reminds you of.
Very skinny, lanky, athletic, and they bloody bounce around everywhere.
So that's who she reminds you of, is a gazelle.
Well, because it's a beautiful animal.
Yeah.
You know, what do you call it? Graceful. That's the word I wanted to.
Oh, so she seems graceful to
you?
Yeah.
Mm. I'd like to meet her in person.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've met Tyra Banks.
You have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
She's fat now, right?
No, not at all. She's my size.
Tyra Banks has grown to incredible dimensions.
She is my size.
Well, she probably lost weight, but she gained some weight, I remember.
I'm serious.
On her show.
No, I'm serious. Uh-huh. I mean, like when I was carrying a little bit more.
Right.
I think I've lost weight. I haven't weighed myself, but I know I fit in a pair of jeans that I couldn't fit in for a couple of years.
Wow. So that's pretty good.
Yeah. But I mean, she did this show, and I'm not kidding. She's the same height as me, maybe a tad taller. And she came in saying that she weighed 162 or 62, 63 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, I was weighing the same.
Hmm.
So I don't know what I weigh now. I think I'm still up there.
Yeah.
I still think I'm up there. So she's not that fat. She is not a fat woman.
And she wasn't? She never was?
No, I don't think so. No, it's just a heavier woman.
Okay. So I guess someone exaggerated.
Well, I'm not petite.
No, but you're not fat.
No, and same with her.
All right.
She's not petite and she's not fat. I don't think so.
Okay. I'm not going to argue about Tyra Banks for crying out loud. So where did you meet her?
At the Dakota restaurant.
Dakota restaurant.
When I was working there, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You were working there, mm-hmm. And you served her?
No, I wasn't a server there. Oh. I was a maitre d'.
Oh, so you started talking to her and stuff?
No, I'd met her, and she was just really super nice to everybody.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she wasn't I need to be in the corner. I don't want anyone around me. Because we've had celebrities come in and do that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want nobody sitting around me. I don't want no one in these tables. Anywhere.
Yeah.
And be like, this is a goddamn restaurant.
Yeah.
What, you want in your own private room? Go to another restaurant.
Yeah, and you're a fucking human being. You're not any more than anybody else in here, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. And, but that's the grandiosity that all these famous people get, like they're bigger than life.
Yeah, you know? I know.
I'm better than these people, and all I have to say to them is, fuck you.
I knew you were going to say that.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you have to say when you have nothing else to say.
Hey, you know, sometimes, but it's true though, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's true. It's like, what, you deserve, what, you think you deserve more privileges than most people?
Well, they do. I do. Why not?
Yeah, I know.
Why not? What else?
I don't know, Sam.
Okay. Well,
I do know that we are being overcome by grim gray clouds.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I know. It's definitely wintry here again today. Didn't rain, but
it rained
quite a bit. Yesterday. Last night rained.
It's like, my God, what's going on with Southern California?
I know. I kind of miss the beach. You know, I used to, in the summer, I take the bicycle, my bike, and just ride down the trail there, you know, from Santa Monica all the way to Venice and beyond to the marina. And it's like so much fun, you know.
How long is that ride?
On the bicycle, half an hour maybe, you know, to get really far, yeah. And but you know what I like doing there is I did a couple times with my son is Segways. Have you ever been on a Segway?
What
you
is
know
that?
What that is?
No.
Okay, it's that a people mover is what they call it. And you stand up on it, and it's got two wheels, and it balances itself so you don't fall. Okay?
Motorized things.
Yeah, it's a motorized
things,
thing.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
And you stand up on it, and it's got two wheels, but it balances you, you know, with all kinds of weights and stuff inside.
Right.
And and you just ride. You lean forward. It moves with your body. So you lean forward. There's no, like, acceleration or, like, a motor or a handle to
so
crank.
You lean forward
and it starts moving, and then you pull back, and it stops. You know?
No way.
And then if you want to turn, you lean sideways, and it turns with you. And it's the most amazing thing. You can go up to about 12, 15 miles an hour. And so when you go, and people just look at you like you fell out of another planet. But everybody's heard of a Segway, and when
except
they see it, and when they see it, they kind of, so you become like the center of attention. But the fun about it is that you can cover a great area in a short period of time, you know, so it's not like with a bike and stuff. You know, you just kind of go, you want to go uphill? No problem. You just lean forward, it goes uphill? No problem at all. Imagine trying to go up a steep hill with a bicycle. You know?
Well, that's hard. It's for exercise.
Yeah. But this thing, you definitely don't exercise on it, you know?
No,
but it's so much fun, you know? And I'd love to buy one, but they're like $5,000-$6,000 each.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But they're amazing. I just love them. I mean, my son kind of feels like a geek when we go on them, like a nerd, you know? And I told him, I said, what the fuck, you know? I mean, we're like having a blast. Who cares what we look like on it?
No, I wouldn't have thought that. But I remember.
It never caught on, though.
Yeah.
They thought it would be like the biggest thing, you know, like in New York and.
Yeah.
You know, where people walk to work.
Oh, geez. Could you imagine having those things in New York?
Yeah.
You'd be running people over and then
yeah,
next
exactly.
thing you know, you've got a lawsuit it would against
be hard.
You.
Yeah, and you do have to stay on the sidewalk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, because it's not really, I mean, you don't want to ride with it on the street, you know, with the cars and stuff. So, yeah, so they thought it was going to be like a big deal, but I think it's the price that really keeps people away from it, you know. But you know, when you rent it, it's expensive. I mean, it costs $75 for 2 hours to ride the damn thing.
Really?
So you go, so you go with someone that's $150, you know.
Wow,
it's a lot of money, but it's fun to do. It's fun to do every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
I never knew the name of those things, so now I know.
Yeah, now you know. It's a Segway.
Yeah. I know they use them on sets, you know, around places,
probably,
you know, like
yeah.
between productions and so on.
Yeah, that'd be awesome to
you
do.
Know.
Yeah.
Yep, they use that. Or bikes.
Yeah.
That's golf carts.
Yeah.
You know, on the Warner Brothers.
Yeah,
and all the
yeah,
other
those
sets.
Are the electric cars. Yeah, we know those. But the Segways, I mean, and there's some places that actually they have like models specifically for the police. You know. So there's places where the police actually are on this, and this is like a natural, you know. I mean,
yeah.
It's really cool, and you can actually stand on it, so you can walk, you can ride it among pedestrians,
mm-hmm.
you know, people on the sidewalk. You just kind of, you can go at that speed, you can go at whatever speed you want, and you don't fall, you know. You can walk in, you can ride into a shop and come out, you know. I mean, it's that, it's just about the width of your body, of a human body, you know, just a little wider.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're fun.
Well, I don't see too many people being confident that can operate that. Sure, they're bad enough drivers on the street.
Yeah. No, you go in there in 10 minutes, they show you how to do it, and you feel like you've been riding it all your life. Yeah, it's fun.
Until you run into somebody. Oops, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sure that has happened.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Because I don't imagine those things stopping at a heartbeat.
No, it stops at a heartbeat. It's amazing.
Like a human.
Yeah. Like you can just stop. Yeah. Yeah. Stop right there. Yeah. In fact,
that sounds crazy.
I was riding the on the sidewalk one day, and I passed in front of a restaurant, and this woman came out, and I had to avoid her at a split second, and I almost crashed into a tree. You know, I mean, I fell off the thing, and you know, because I had to avoid her, but I did stop. You know, I did totally stop.
Yeah, crashed in the tree.
Well, no, not because of the stopping, because I had to do like a turnaround her, you know? And it was either falling into the street where the cars were.
Yeah.
Or just, you know. So, yeah, I almost hit the tree.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, you know, I've had at least one time. Have you ever been like really close to death that you remember?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not bungee jumping though or anything.
No. From a tonsillectomy operation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you this, okay, in the few minutes we have left. When I lived in Vegas in the early 90s, I went and this is after I separated from my wife at the time. I started taking flying lessons, you know, because I've always wanted to fly. I've always been fascinated with airplanes and jets and that sort of thing. So I decided I'm going to go and take lessons. So I started going, you know, like once a week, and as you go, you first go with the instructor and everything, and they show you how to stall the plane so you can pull out of it and things like this, obviously, and taking off and landing and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I put in, you know, a few good hours, and then, so after you do, then you get to fly solo. You don't need to take the instructor with you.
Yeah.
Because they want you to gain confidence and everything in what you're doing. So, and this was Vegas, you know, so I flew over the mountains and everything, and then I flew pretty high, you know, I mean, I got to about maybe 9,000 feet or something, which is pretty high for a small plane, you know, I mean, usually you fly 3,000, 5,000, you know, so I was at about that height, and I started, or that altitude, and I started stalling the plane and practicing stalls, because it kind of gets boring after a while when you just fly plane and you don't do anything, you know. It's like driving straight, you know. So I started wanting some action, so I'm stalling the plane. Now, apparently I did it a little too hard this one time, and the plane just kind of like went into a spin, turned to its side, went into a spin, and I'm starting spinning, going down, like dropping like a stone. Okay?
Oh,
so imagine yourself flying towards Earth in a 90-degree angle.
Nose down.
Nose down.
You're heading straight
down. Nose down. And I'm going, God, no, I'm not ready yet. And then somehow, and what happens is you start to panic, so you go for the steering wheel, right? Well, the steering wheel doesn't work when you're going vertically towards Earth.
Right.
Okay? So what you have to do is work with your feet on the pedals to
change.
Do the flaps in the back.
Okay, right.
Yeah. To straighten you out. It's not called flaps, but I forget what it's
rudders.
What it's the rudders, that's right.
Woohoo!
No, wait a minute. No, the rudder is okay. Whoops. Gee, I just banged on my microphone here, but the rudder. And so that affects the tail. And the tail can actually make the plane come out of that spin.
Right.
So, but then again, you don't remember which one. Okay, do I do the right? Do I do the left? You know, you try to go back to everything they taught you. And all this while you're thinking, I'm going to fucking die. And my luck was that I was high enough to be able to come out of it. You know, I mean, if I was like 6,000 feet, I would have been dead.
Right.
I would have crashed into the ground.
And you were
so
by
eventually,
yourself.
I was by myself.
Wow.
And my whole life started going in front of me, literally. And so then, luckily, you know, I tried with the pedals and everything, and then I pushed the right one, and then the plane starts pulling back up. But you're feeling all the G-forces on your head that makes you totally disoriented, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like you're pulling out of the spin, and you don't know which way you are. Am I up? Am I down? Where am I looking? And now, mind you, this is a small Cessna.
Yeah.
You know, and they're made to be stable, though. So that's why you pull out of this and the plane more or less will straighten itself.
Oh, wow.
But that was one time when I felt that I was completely going to die.
Goodness gracious.
And that was close. So
that's a little bit more thrilling than mine.
Yeah. So I figured that was that was not my time yet.
All I remember is blood gushing out of my mouth, and I'm trying to call the police, like, help, help, help. And then, yeah. And then when, you know, of course I had to go into emergency, and then the next thing I, like, while they were trying to figure out, you know, like to, they were trying to shove the, you know, like the tong in your neck to shut off the artery. Yeah. And but at
do
the
I
same
really
time,
want to hear about this? That grosses me out.
It was crazy. Yeah. It's just like, oh my God, oh my God. And then I passed out. But they were shoving. I remember them shoving wool, you know, like gauze down my throat while I was trying to do everything.
Okay, great. And on that note, we already have Dr. Michelle in the studio, and we just are running a little over time. So bear with us. If you're going to listen to her, stay tuned. She'll come up in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
That's Dr. Michelle. Always interesting. Always, she gets great responses on her show.
Yeah.
And so she's coming right up after
her. Relationship lady. Yeah. No, is that right?
No, yes. She's the
psychiatrist.
Psychologist.
But she also works with relationships.
Well,
too,
she does.
She?
Yeah, that's what she talks about. Yeah,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, so she's coming up next. Right after her, you're going to have your daily dose of TJ. TJ McCormick does a great show,
mm-hmm.
one-man show.
Mm-hmm.
Love him. Following him is going to be Johnny Dam with his damage report and his co-host for the day. And we're going to have some great reruns this afternoon. I'm going to be rerunning my music show from yesterday this afternoon. If you guys want to catch that, that's going to be at 5 o'clock.
Can you do a rerun sometime later tonight, say after 9 o'clock?
Listen, if you can't listen to it, don't listen to it.
Ah.
What can I tell you? You know. Anyway, we better be going. Dr. Michelle is waiting right here. So give
she's
us a couple minutes.
She's got the greatest pair of pants on, by the way. And she's doing a tap dance
for
me.
She's doing a tap dancing, okay.
And shaking her tail.
Dr. Michelle, and shaking her ass and everything. In a way, I've never seen Dr. Michelle before. So,
no.
Yeah. Now I have a whole different view of her.
Goodbye, L.A. Goodbye, everyone.
Take care.
You're listening to California Dreaming with your host, Sam and Manu.
Back home.